Good morning, friends around the world. Let's begin our meditation. Today's story is titled, The American Dream. An American businessman was standing at the pier of a small coastal Mexican village on a small boat with just one fisherman docked. Inside the small boat were several large yellowfin tuna. The American complimented the Mexican on the quality of his fish. "How long did it take you to catch them?" the American asked. "Only a little while," the Mexican replied. "Why don't you stay out longer and catch more fish?" the American then asked. "I have enough fish to support my family's immediate needs," said the Mexican. "But," the American then asked, "what do you do with the rest of your time?" The Mexican fisherman said, "I sleep late, fish a little, play with my children, take a siesta with my wife, Maria, stroll into the village each evening where I sip wine and play guitars with my amigos. I have a full and busy life, senor." The American scoffed. "I have a Harvard MBA and could help you. You should spend more time fishing, and with all the proceeds, you could buy a bigger boat. And with the proceeds from the bigger boat, you could buy several boats. Eventually, you would have a fleet of fishing boats. Instead of selling your catch to a middleman, you could sell directly to the consumers, eventually opening your own factory. You would control the product processing and distribution. And you need to leave the small coastal fishing village and move to Mexico City, then to LA, and eventually New York City, where you will run your expanding enterprise." The Mexican asked, "But senor, how long will this take?" To which the American replied, "Oh, 15 to 20 years. "What then, senor?" The American laughed and said, "Ha, that's the best part. When the time is right, you would announce an IPO, initial public offering, and sell your company's stock to the public. You would make millions." "Millions, senor? Then what?" the American said slowly. "Then you would retire, move to a small coastal village, where you would sleep late, fish a little, play with your kids, take a siesta with your wife, stroll to the village in the evenings where you could sip wine and play your guitar." Ah, yes, the American dream. But don't get me wrong, I'm a product of that dream. I believe it's a wonderful thing to work hard, pursue your dreams, and then, at some point, enjoy the fruits of your labor. That's a good thing, I think. With that said, I sometimes wonder what my life would be like had I been a little bit more like the Mexican fisherman and less like the American businessman with an MBA. In today's meditation, may I suggest that it's neither bad to have dreams or find contentment in what you're doing today. That is the point of this meditation. Please use the rest of this time to think about all the wonderful things you have in your life right now. Think about what things diminish those blessings with you wanting or seeking something more, something newer, something bigger or better. Now, think about those things that bring you and yours the joy of life without having to change one iota.